golf coach? Are you good?
Yes and no. I used to be halfway decent, and it's just you don't play enough, and then when you play in events like this, which scrambles, as most golfers know, aren't exactly ideal for your game when you're trying to come out of your shoes on the tee box, and can be a little bit more reckless with it. But I grew up caddying, so my dad plays a lot, so got good for a while, but hopefully I can come back to me at some point. Usually coaching and golfing usually don't go together. I don't want a staff of good golfers, because that means we're probably not very good coaches. I think the tight ends will be very involved. We want to run the football. That's an important part. It's going to be a cornerstone of what we do. And we also want to be able to control, work the middle of the field. And that's why we felt very fortunate to add a Rob Hauser to what we feel is a solid duo in Jim and Gary. Drafting Randall Telfer, he was one of our top-rated tight ends. We were fortunate to be able to get him when we did. We all know that the injury is well documented, but there is a chance that he'll be able to help us late in the year. And then we found two guys in the rookie camp, Bibbs and Hapley, who we feel are solid guys that I think have a legitimate chance. So that room went from being, before we signed Hauser to a big question mark to we feel is very deep.
Did you always talk about right player, right clock, right price? Did you guys think at all about one of those top two tight ends in the draft, or it just wasn't, you had other things that you had to get accomplished?
Yeah, the value was never there at the slot that we were picking. It wasn't a deep tight end draft. It was more quality than quantity, but it never presented itself. And we already felt going into it that we had three solid NFL tight ends that I wouldn't have called it a huge pressing need.
What about running back, Mike? Do you any concerns that there's not maybe a proven veteran among what's really a young group?
I wouldn't say that's a concern. I mean, we're very confident in year two that Terrence and Isaiah will take that next step. And then to add Duke in the draft, that's a position we feel that guys can come in and contribute early. It's not a running back's not a position where, hey, it's going to take 3 years for a guy to truly hit. So we're fully confident in Wilbert and Flip to get those guys coached up, and I think that's a bit of a concern, the youth, but that's also a positive as well that we have young, fresh legs.
And when there's maturity concerns, I mean, we know Terrence and Isaiah both had some issues last year. When do you know that that's over or it's been resolved? Not till during this
five years from now.
Yeah. I mean, it's always a concern. Did they figure it out? Or?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's a little bit easier now. When there's no adversity, I mean, that's the test when things aren't going well, and that's what we talk about all the time with our guys, is the demonstration of mental toughness, and that usually is tested as we all know is during the season.
When you said last week that Terrence West has untapped potential, what do you mean, and how much better can he get?
Well, it's just that he's shown it in practice, and he certainly showed it on his college tape that he is capable of being a legitimate NFL starter. And it was just as with a lot of rookies, just a consistency thing. So I think that as he begins to get it and he gets the playbook nailed down, year two, we're looking for big things from him.
Mike, can you talk about focusing more on the offense?
Mm-hmm.
What's the transition been like so far, and how's your day-to-day different? I mean, at this point,
Very different. I'm in all the offensive meetings. I was not thrilled with Coach Mueller the other day. He was showing cut-ups and showed a film from when I was in Buffalo as the defensive coordinator, and we gave up a 30-yard touchdown run, and the players were all getting after me, more so because I was wearing white pants on the sideline, as opposed to I wear what they put in my locker. So, no, but it's been great. Like I said, feel very rejuvenated as a coach to kind of be in there, be a part of it, to be out there, on the practice field. The good thing about it now is I can be out there for both groups because they're out for the phase two work at separate times. But Flip and I are very much on the same page with where this offense is headed. And like I said, I'm real excited to be a part of it.
Is this moves forward? Is this going to be like your, in terms of your involvement? Are you going to be overseeing the big picture strategy, or helping Flip game plan, or both? Or?
Yep, that's the plan at this point. The big picture stuff for sure. Still will be involved with the defense, but want to be a part of the game planning as well. Just to give the defensive perspective of who they're going against. I have a good feel for NFL defenses, having studied a lot of them, or knowing kind of where the trees, the coaching trees, and you know, there's different styles and kind of different rules within those, and I think that that's where I can be beneficial to them.
Did you have to prepare any different for that? Did you have to put your nose in a offensive playbook more than you would have last year? Obviously more than as a defensive coordinator, but
I did. I have flashcards to help me learn the a lot of the formations as well. No, it was like just like being a rookie. Give me a book, you know, and learn it just like a first year player would learn it.
Could you see yourself calling, or maybe not calling plays, but suggesting plays come Sundays? And did you do that at all last year with Kyle?
To some extent, but that was more run pass. You know, hey, we can be conservative here. Or let's make sure the clock's still running after this play. That was more game management type. It wasn't a, hey, call this specific play. But if I'm involved in the game planning, then I could certainly see that happening, getting a little bit more specific on game day.
Was that the plan? Was that the plan anyway? Would you have done this had Kyle stayed?
I would have taken a more active role in it, especially now that I felt the defense was up and running and fully functional. That I felt that my time would have been better spent on the other side.
Like being the first year head coach, learning how to be an administrator.
It is, and that's to me is the biggest transition. You go from, and I've said this before, you go from 90% coach, 10% administrator as a coordinator, and that almost completely flips, going from the teacher to being the principal, and that's a big part of the job.
Mike, in terms of that big picture strategy for the offense, you keep talking about the hope to minimize the importance of the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
How much will you lean on your experience or just what you saw as a member of the Jets when you in 2009, 2010, when you guys were able to do that, to go to back-to-back title games, and Flip was part of the staff for one of those years?
I mean, it's a formula that it's not the most common path. People still try to be quarterback-driven, and I'm not saying that we're going to be looking to win games 9-6. I mean, we still want to be explosive on offense. We just don't want to put our quarterback in situations where the percentages aren't there. We don't want to be in third and long. We don't want to be in second and long. We don't want situations where a quarterback is getting hit a lot. When a quarterback is upright and he can get through his reads quick and get the ball out of his hands, he's a lot better. You don't, if you get hit a lot early, now you're kind of seeing ghosts late. You're not as accurate. We just want to make his life easier.
We had Joe out.
Last one, guys.
Joe was out here earlier. Hayden was out here earlier talking. And it seems like a bunch of the guys, or I don't know how many guys, get together and play basketball. A, is it something that you like, the fact that the guys get together? And B, does it worry you at all when guys are out there?
I like it, and yes, it worries me. Yes and yes.
Do you allow it just because it's something they like to do and it's something they get away
with? We do, just because of the percentages, and if they're smart about it, that to me it's a team-building thing, and if they're doing something athletic, I'd rather them do that than sitting on the couch playing PlayStation.
Can I ask you one more quick one? You keep talking about how you and Flip are on the same page. Are you on the same page with him more than you were with Kyle?
Well, I wasn't with Kyle as much just from a planning standpoint because I was on the other side of the ball. So I wouldn't say we weren't on the same page. We just didn't communicate as much. Whereas here, I'm with him every step of the way as far as here's what we're implementing today. Here's what's going in. I sit in on the install meetings. And like I said, I carry a playbook around just like any other player would do.